In an old German kingdom long ago, a wise and beautiful princess ruled. She had a son of marriageable age, Prince Siegfried, who was only moderately interested in marriage. He much preferred to go hunting with his friends or celebrate secret parties, which at times aroused the displeasure of his mother and his teacher, Wolfgang. Wolfgang was a strict teacher, but also a bit simple-minded and quick to fool around. Thus, Siegfried had behind his back, and independently of the official celebrations already planned, a, one would say, party, organized by him, to which he had invited half the village. Admittedly, the party mood was appropriate. Siegfried had a birthday, and not just any birthday, but one of the most important birthdays that you can have in your life. He was turning 21 years old, and would therefore be of full age. His mother looked forward to this day with joy, but also with some concern, as she had already asked her son several times in advance to look for a suitable bride. The princess had grown tired over the many years of ruling alone, and wished for nothing more than that Siegfried would take over her office. But this one had always declined. "What's the hurry? I still have time." So, that evening, he danced exuberantly on the spacious terrace of the castle among his guests. Flower girls turned in circles and threw fragrant roses at him. Young men dreamt of wild hunting and compared the elasticity of their crossbows. Between them, the court jester pushed his way through the crowd and caused amusement with his jokes, which were sometimes as impertinent as only a court jester can allow himself without being hanged for them. He just surprised old Wolfgang, who had stepped onto the terrace and stared in amazement at the dancing girls and boys. The educator knew, of course, that Siegfried's mother would have preferred her son to have studied the list of marriage candidates for the prom.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?